OLTU.com, the home of quality podcasts.
Shutters Inc. with Bruce Williams.
Hi, and welcome to episode 203 of Shutters Inc. Going to be a fairly short one this week. A little later on, I'm going to have an interview with a guy from Italy, which hopefully you'll find very interesting. I was certainly very interested by it. But first up, a couple of weeks ago in the last episode, I talked about Pose Project Management and how I had joined this group on Facebook, and that what Talia and the girls at Pose are doing is sourcing inspirational images for photo shoots, putting them up in an album dedicated to a specific geographic area, so in my case, Newcastle, Central Coast, and then models, photographers, makeup artists, stylists, all express an interest in being a part of, you know, a particular shoot because they like the look of the image. And so people are allocated a role for a given shoot. Well, I've put my hand up for five of these over the surrounding 3 weeks. I did two of them last weekend. I've got another two coming up this weekend and then one the following weekend. And yeah, it was a really fun time. I made for a very, very busy day doing two shoots in one day. So I, no doubt next Sunday will, or this Sunday will be just as bad. Well, I shouldn't say bad, but just as hectic, should I put it that way. But had a great time, worked with a couple of really fantastic models and a couple of really good makeup artists. And my first shoot was up in Newcastle on Sunday morning. And then I had to race back to Gosford by 1 o'clock to pick up our second model, who was having to catch a train up from Sydney because her car got stolen. And then it turned out that there was track work, so the trains weren't running. She ended up being on a bus. our whole day got a little bit sidetracked by late running buses and wet weather and whatnot, but we ended up doing the two shoots in the one day and had a great time. And yeah, it was a really enjoyable experience, and I would encourage, or particularly the listeners who are here in Australia, check out Pose Project Management. And you know, if you think it's something that might interest you, get involved. It's just a whole bunch of fun. As you know, I have in the past put these shoots together for, you know, the Sydney listeners, where we've done themed shoots, and by me charging the other photographers to come along, I've been able to raise a bit of a budget, which has allowed me to go and hire, you know, models and makeup artists and venues and props and costumes and whatever. The interesting thing about Pose is that there's no money changing hands anywhere, so everyone's just pulling together resources based on what they've can get their hands on for nothing, essentially. So it's a slightly different approach, but yeah, a lot of fun nonetheless, and yeah, I would highly recommend it to anyone who can get involved. I wanted to ask a question this week of all of you, which will require you sending me an email or responding on Facebook or responding via the comments on shuttersincpodcast.com. I don't mind. However you want to get back in touch with me, that's fine. But I'm interested to know, when you are shooting, what focus mode do you use on your SLR? I will assume that most SLRs feature the same three focusing modes as my Alpha 850. I think they're fairly generic and ubiquitous settings. One is that you would have center focus, where the camera will always use the sensor right in, or the focusing sensor right in the middle of your viewfinder to focus on whatever is slap bang in the middle of your frame. Then there is what's known as a wide area focus, where it tends to, as I understand it, analyze everything in the frame, and based on a database of, you know, varying from camera to camera, usually, you know, 20 to 30,000 known image framing and compositional styles, it does a best guess at what it is you're looking at and selectively focuses according to the database that's carried around in the camera all the time. And then the third mode is, well, I suppose it goes by different names, but on my camera, it's, I think they call it selective focus, where you've got 9 different focusing zones within the sensors, you know, or within the viewfinder, and using the joystick on the back of my camera, I can toggle between the various focusing modes to say, you know, I want to focus over on this third or up there at that third or whatever. And so I was just keen to know what is the focusing mode that you use most, and why do you use it most, and how does it work for you? The reason I ask is because I generally use the selective focusing mode because when you're shooting portraiture, you tend to want to shoot, you know, near to your maximum aperture because you're trying to minimize depth of field and increase your bokeh as much as you possibly can. And so what I find is that the wide area focusing mode never seems to totally nail the focus exactly where I want it to be, which generally is on the eyes. And the center focusing mode is no good because I'm never going to put the eyes right in the middle of the frame. So as a consequence, I'm back to using the, you know, the selective focus area mode. And what I find is that I'll have to get the sensor that I've decided to use out of the 9 focusing zones, you know, focusing areas within my frame, I'll have to put one of those on the eyes of the subject, get focus, then recompose my frame. And, you know, particularly if you're shooting with a wide-angle lens, not that I shoot portraits with a wide-angle lens often, but I find sometimes that you don't get the, you know, the rock-solid, locked-in focus that you're expecting, because as you pivot to recompose, you know, your actual point of focus has moved a little forward or a little back from the position of the eyes simply because of the rotation of the lens, you know, as you've recomposed. So just keen to get people's input, you know, what focusing mode do you use and how does it work for you in that sort of situation? It's days like this where I really miss Shelton. Because I'd be keen to know what his approach to it is. But anyway, let me know. I would love to get some feedback from those of you who use those 3 modes in different situations and how they work for you. Now, as you know, I come across products every now and again across the web that just pique my interest, and one that popped up last week was a thing called B-Grip. And I had not seen this product or heard of this product before, and straight away, as soon as I saw it, I just went, wow, this is great, this is interesting, this is innovative, this is something I haven't seen before. So I got in touch with the company, and much to my surprise, within about 5 minutes, I got an email back from none other than the CEO of the company. So we organized to get Andrea on the line via Skype for a bit of a chat. So, Andrea Cotticelli, welcome to Shutters Inc.
Thank you so much.
So, tell us about B-Grip.
Well, I apologize before saying anything about the product of my bad English. I will try to do my best to explain.
That's fine.
Well, we started with the B-Grip project about 2 years ago. Okay. And it's been a quite nice experience because the idea of creating such kind of item, so that is, it's mainly a camera belt holder. So it's a way to carry the camera on the belt. And in this way, you can give up to the use of the noisy straps neck straps for cameras. Mm-hmm. So the idea was came from me because it was a need of mine as a photographer, not professional, enthusiast, photo enthusiast, I can tell about me.
Right. So you designed this yourself?
Yeah. Honestly, I made the first prototype in my house. Okay. In my house, mainly. After that, I discovered that it worked quite well, so I decided to make something better, starting a production and some prototype with by plastic moldings. So some prototypes, and then by CAD, CAD, yes, by CAD design, and then try to start a production.
Wow.
We've been about 2 years ago at Photokina, photo show in Germany, in Cologne, yeah, in Köln, and it's been a quite good success. So we decided to go on with the company, and now our big rig came to the second version, that is, it represents all our experience we have developed in 2 years of work, and now we are quite happy because we've been able to start a distribution network in 50 countries all around the world, and including Australia, that I hope it will be successful.
Fantastic. I had a look on the website and I saw that you had representation in Europe was covered very extensively. I didn't see Australia listed, but you're saying that you do now have representation here in Australia?
Yes, we already started a new representation in Australia, and it's made by a company called Protog.
Yes, that's right. That was where I saw it, on their newsletter, on the Protog newsletter. I was trying to think where it was that I had actually seen B-Grip, and that now you've reminded me that it was in the Protog newsletter. So for those people who haven't seen the B-Grip, can you give them a little bit more of an explanation about how it attaches to the body?
It's okay. I will try to do. It's quite easier to make a demonstration live instead of describing it. Mainly, the big grip works like a tripod. So there is a plate quite similar to a tripod plate attached on the camera.
Yep.
And the plate itself attaches to something that I can call a base,
yeah,
a base with a quick release system. The most important things and what make the difference is in comparison with some other bed carrying system we have seen in the market, mm-hmm, is that our base that is attached on a belt provided in the kit is provided with a kind of elongated arm that distributes the weight of the camera across the thigh.
Across the thigh?
Sorry?
Across the thigh, the upper part of your leg?
Right. Across the thigh,
yep.
Yes.
Right.
So this means that carrying the camera in this way, you will have a distribution of the pressure on the thigh.
Yep.
And so this means that the perceived weight you will have, it will be about 50% of the real weight of your camera system.
Nice.
This is the main feature. Moreover, the big grip is made by a plastic material, very, very expensive, very technological.
Mm-hmm.
It comes from Germany, from Bayer company, and it's a kind of resin loaded by glass microspheres. So the product is not a kind of ABS like some other accessories.
So but it's not a cheap plastic that's going to break,
yeah,
easily.
Exactly. Thank you for, yes, exactly. Your brief is perfect. That's what I mean. And there are many other important features. And we recently added some accessories like ergonomic hand straps made of rubber.
Right.
And adapter for tripods. And we are still going on developing new products that we will introduce in the market, I can say, about on September and November.
Anyway, the market, really?
So if the response of the market will go on in that way, we will go on to produce innovative product for the camera.
Excellent. Now, it's interesting that you mentioned tripods, because one of the things that I immediately noticed when looking at the B-Grip website was the fact that you had pictures of both a Velbon tripod and a Manfrotto tripod, and your B-Grip attachment plate will work with both of those tripod systems. So that is just a great feature in itself.
Yeah, I thank you. That's right. It fits to most Velbon and most Manfrotto tripods. But in any case, every plate has his own, every brand has his own size, measure, and something like that.
Sure.
We decided recently to make a tripod adapter that is composed mainly by a block with a quick release system that can be attached to all brands and all kind of tripods. So our philosophy now is not to fit only to some Manfrotto and some Velbon tripods, but to fix to every brand and of every kind of head.
Yeah,
this is
right.
The idea.
Awesome.
So it's a kind of adapter, quite inexpensive. I can tell you that is around, I don't know, 15, 20 US dollars, something like that. And it's very useful because it can be used not only on tripod, but also on monopod. So we will give the opportunity to users to switch from a big grip directly on monopod. That is, I think, quite useful for outdoor photography.
So you just quoted a price of, say, 15 to 20 US dollars. Is that for the whole B-grip system, like with the belt and the...
No. I'm talking about only the adapter.
Right.
And I don't know what is exactly the retail price on Australian market.
Mm-hmm.
And now, I don't remember, honestly, because we are distributing all around the world.
But in any case,
I can tell you that... Well, it's I can see it's $79. It's $79 the price of the big grip kit.
Okay.
So the system to carry the camera on the belt.
Fantastic.
See, I think it's so expensive in comparison to many other systems, and we made a big effort in order to grant a very high and professional quality.
Excellent. Now, I noticed in the video that you've got on your site, which is hosted on YouTube, there is also a rain cover available. Is that an optional extra, or does that come in the B-grip kit?
Okay, this is it. The rain cover comes with an additional accessory kit that is called TK.
Mm-hmm.
That means travel kit.
Uh-huh.
The travel kit is composed by an elastic band that allows user to fix the B-grip base on the backpack shoulder strap.
Oh, right.
So this is an alternative way to carry the camera. Consider it, and in the kit there is included waterproof cover. So consider, for instance, if you go outside for outdoor photography, many photographers use a backpack, a photographic backpack for mm-hmm. them. So the idea is they can cut it out with their neck straps. So try to find the better configuration and more comfortable configuration, because if you carry the backpack and then you have to carry also the neck strap, it becomes, how to say, cumbersome, is it right?
Yeah, cumbersome, that's correct.
Right, something like that. Thank you. So the idea is to be light and to have to can access very quickly to the camera without be so much heavy and cumbersome on the body.
All right. Well, Andrea, thank you so much for jumping on Skype and having a chat.
Thank you to you.
I think it's a fantastic product you've come up with, and I wish you all the very best with it. I hope it goes well for you.
I thank you so much. Thank you so much.
See ya.
All the best to you.
Well, there you go, B-grip. I'll put a link to it in the show notes for you, and feel free to check it out. And they've got representation pretty much around the world now, by the looks of things. There's certainly representation in the States. There's representation here in Australia now. Europe is definitely very well covered, and most of Southeast Asia is covered as well. So yeah, check it out. I think it's a very interesting looking device, and I love the way that the base has a little flip out bit, so it can actually work as a
small tripod in its own right, kind of like a, you know, a miniature gorilla pod, except it would just sit flat. You know, sometimes you just want to sit your camera down on a rough surface, and you're always very gentle about putting it down, you know, the base of the body down gently, and then just slowly tipping it forward so that you don't scratch your lens. The beautiful thing about the flip-out base is that it'll just sit down flat, even with a lens attached. It won't nosedive into the ground, if you know what I mean. Yeah, anyway, check it out. All right, that will do it for this week. Again, love to hear your thoughts on focusing modes. If you could let me know how you approach it and how you maintain, you know, rock solid focus on the eyes, I would love it. Love to hear your thoughts. All right, until I speak with you next, take care.
Shutters Inc., another audio2you.com quality podcast. For previous episodes, check out shuttersincpodcast.com or search the iTunes Music Store. For questions, comments, and feedback, email studio@audio2you.com.